I'll let Dan Beyer describe it. I don't know. It could be it could be nothing. Like this, if Cam Newton is injured and can't return anywhere close to form, then it is much ado about nothing. But after being repaired surgically and having time to recuperate, if he's anything close to what he was or what he can be, the Patriots, this is like finding money in the streets. Thanks for joining us, by the way. What do you think about Newton to New England?
Good to be joining you guys as well. You know, it's funny because, first of all, it was so New England to have the announcement or the news come out reported by Adam Schefter that Cam Newton was signing with the Patriots. And then like 3 minutes later, it's like, oh, by the way, yeah, you lose $1 million, you lose a third round pick, and you can't have this for a year. I mean, like, just it's so typical Patriots fashion in a great misdirection. But, you know, I'm actually, guys, more surprised that Cam took the deal, because the sense that I got, and I don't think that I was alone in this, I think a lot of people felt this way, that Cam was probably just going to wait for maybe a starting quarterback in the NFL to go down with an injury, where the team would maybe need someone to come in and be the starter, and that he would take that opportunity to come in and join a team. I know that the Patriots had Brian Hoyer and Jared Stidham, and they said that they were fine. I'm not sure how fine they were. I wasn't as concerned as maybe some other people were about it. But I was really just more surprised on Cam's part that he would take the deal, incentive-laden, I think what we hear, up to $7.5 million if everything is met on it in the one-year deal. But I actually thought that Cam would wait. There really weren't any other options maybe outside of New England for him to go at this point, so I was a bit surprised by that. But, yeah, I thought that if there would have been an injury, that's where Cam Newton would have gone. Now maybe he's got time to work with Josh McDaniels and the Patriots, you know, when, if and when camps get underway. But I was more surprised, guys, by more of just Cam wanting to sign right now, as opposed to maybe it being vice versa.
Yeah, I wondered, didn't know who was leading that dance. Was it the lack of a market for Newton? Was he being a little bit stingy? But like you say, we didn't hear that there were any, there really any teams knocking at his door.
Yeah. Yeah, and thinking about it, you know, from the Patriots' point of view, if things don't work out, it's hardly any cost to them. And I think that's, you know, maybe surprising a little bit as well, where Cam is on that show-me sort of deal. Because, if it doesn't work out here, I'm just wondering where it goes. And not saying that New England's the end-all, but it's then, you know, this is the contract that Cam is playing under to get another big contract, and maybe it's just to prove that he's healthy, because that is going to be the biggest issue with Cam Newton throughout the rest of his career. But to do it on the incentive-laden deal, and if it doesn't work out, you're just kind of wondering, all right, here's a guy that, you know, missed all, most of, you know, 2019, had injury problems in 2018. So the last real effective season that he had would have been 2017. And you're wondering then what kind of role Cam Newton is going to play if it doesn't work out in 2020. That's what I'm curious to see.
And you mentioned Josh McDaniel. I think a lot of people are salivating at, if he's okay, give the two, sure, of them some time to kind of work together, that there could be some real chemistry there.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, guys, the way that New England is now built, well, the things that we talked about last year with the Patriots were, man, Tom Brady just doesn't have any weapons. There's nobody around him. There's nobody for him to throw to. That may be good for what New England wants to do. Let's just run the heck out of the football. You now hope, and I've always felt this way about Cam. What makes Cam Cam is his ability to run the football, and to take that out of his hands, to me, isn't necessarily beneficial. So hopefully Cam is healthy. And he is just 2 years removed from a year where he had 750 yards on the ground. I think it was his highest rushing total in 2017 that he had in his entire career. So if you're going to use him, use his legs, hand the ball off to Sony Michel, and let that defense that won the Super Bowl for you 2 years ago do their work. So I can kind of see a marriage in Belichick's eyes. And, you know, and the Josh McDaniels thing, I know it didn't work out in Denver, and I'm not trying to compare Cam Newton and Tim Tebow, but the one thing that I would say is that Josh McDaniels wasn't just stuck to Tom Brady, that it was only Tom Brady. At least we could see that Josh McDaniels did have experience with another quarterback in another place in Denver and trying to, bring in that sort of player like he did with Tim Tebow. Now Tebow had his playoff success without McDaniels being there and John Fox was the head coach, but it's not like Josh McDaniels has only been with Tom Brady his entire career.
Chatting with Dan Beyer from Fox Sports here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Will?
Dan, I'm curious why you are surprised at this decision. Only because, waiting for an injury is certainly not an easy game for anybody. Although to this point, it maybe seemed like Cam was ready to wait. But New England's got a good defense. He is better on paper than Stidham and Hoyer. It's a chance to start right away and play for, quite frankly, the class franchise of the NFL the last decade. I'm just curious where the surprise comes from for you and why you are shocked by this decision.
Two reasons, and I'll even use your words. Number one, the chance, because I think that we all, I would say at least in my case, felt that Cam wanted to be a starter in the National Football League. And I don't think it's a given that he's a starter, especially with the type of contract that he has. I think that Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer are probably going to get equal amounts of opportunities to also get that starting job. I don't think that that changes by just, signing Cam Newton a couple of days, or before the start of July when, training camps are 4 weeks away. But also, I wasn't sure that Cam Newton wanted to be a backup quarterback. And I think that that could be a possibility. It could be a possibility early. I don't know how much of it is a given. I'm also just kind of curious about the injury situation with Cam. He seems to be fully healthy. The Panthers have said that he's fully healthy. Ron Rivera apparently went and told Bill Belichick, and who's now with the Redskins, but told Bill Belichick, gave Cam Newton a good review or a really good review, but I still just didn't think that he right now, I don't think that the job is necessarily his, and I think the contract reflects that. And I thought that there would be a situation kind of like you saw even when Ryan Tannehill kind of, blew out his ACL and Jay Cutler was going to be retired, and all of a sudden, hey, Jay Cutler and Adam Gase have a relationship. Let's move Jay Cutler there, and he's automatically the starter. That was the sort of scenario that I thought you could have seen with Cam Newton if another team ended up having an injury like that. But this, I still think he's going to compete, and that was a little surprising to me.
I know you had some thoughts on your radio show last couple of weeks. Just your takeaway on the inability for the Dallas Cowboys to sign their quarterback long-term this offseason.
Yeah, man, Dak Prescott. I mean, I don't know if it's the gift that keeps on giving or the topic that we're just beating like a dead horse, but it's pretty amazing, guys, because I just don't think that these two sides are that far apart on the amount of money that Dak Prescott should get. I mean, realistically, when you see Russell Wilson getting paid $35 million a season, it's going to be about the highest per year average salary that you're getting in the National Football League. And you see Jared Goff at around, 33.5 million. But to me, that's the window. I don't think that Dak Prescott should be paid more annually than Russell Wilson. But even if he is, guys, even if he ends up becoming the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League, what are we talking about? We're talking about $1 million per year, maybe $1.5 million per year. So that's what's surprising, is that this thing is taking so long, when it's not like they're miles and miles apart. I think we all have pretty much the kind of ballpark that it is. I don't think that it's a prove it sort of deal with Dallas, because Dallas has already offered him $33 million that he's turned down. So I don't think that Dallas is going to turn away from the franchise tag after this year, if Dak would only play under that and then, have an opportunity to become a free agent or get the tag again heading into 2021. But I'm just surprised that it's gone on this far, considering Jerry Jones too being the guy who's never had to make a hard decision. When you think of all the Cowboys decisions that they've made, it's usually just been, I will pay the guy, we'll pay him, or we'll do this. Mm-hmm. They've never really had to take the hard stance or hard decision. So I'm surprised that it's taken this long, because I just don't think that they're that far apart in money.
the scenario you laid out earlier where you thought maybe would be the one for Cam Newton in 2020. I'm curious if that's what you see for Colin Kaepernick. Does he get back in the NFL? We've seen, obviously, a lot of support in your country against systematic race, and we've seen the same here in Canada. And finally, you know, you had Roger Goodell essentially, without actually saying it, pretty much apologizing to Colin Kaepernick. Does he get back in? And if so, is it with the injury road to a starting QB somewhere in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, this is my thoughts on Kaepernick, and I just because we're talking about, you know, a football move here, and I've said that I don't know what kind of contract Colin Kaepernick gets because I just don't think that Colin Kaepernick is going to sign. Just take Cam Newton for example. I don't think that Colin Kaepernick is going to sign a Cam Newton sort of contract to get back in the National Football League. I actually think that when if you were to sign Colin Kaepernick to an NFL team right now, pick any team in the league, put him on that team, he immediately becomes the hottest selling jersey in the National Football League. Colin Kaepernick, money wise, in terms of value of a contract and what you're going to do with the franchise, is more valuable than he probably was 3 years ago in terms of what you're bringing. There's no team that's going to pay him, though, an amount of money that would warrant probably what he would bring to your team or what he would want to play football again. Remember when and I'm not sure if you guys even remember because a lot of us has forgotten the league before the XFL, that Alliance of American Football League that lasted about 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. There was a report that he wanted $20 million to join that league. And yeah, there's a lot that comes with it of being the face of the league, but it also kind of tells you why of just financially, I don't know the type of contract. I think it's good that the conversation is happening. I'm glad that Roger Goodell in a statement said that they were wrong and admitted, because I do feel that the only reason that Colin Kaepernick, I mean, guys were getting, you know, you're bringing five quarterbacks to training camps for some teams. It's not even of just signing and being on the team. He couldn't even get a workout or an invite to camp 3 years ago, and that was appalling. But I just don't know now on what even type of deal you would sign Colin Kaepernick to for the value that he would bring to your team. Plus, for a guy that's been out of football 3 years, I just don't know necessarily on where that middle ground would be. I don't think Kaepernick would want to sign like a one-year, $3 million deal with a team. I don't think that's possible, and I don't think that any team's going to be like, all right, we'll give you 2 years, $30 million to come on in. I don't think that's realistic either.
Final one for me. You see the comments over the weekend from the NFLPA executive director, Demaryius Smith, about the fact that he's not happy seeing NFL players still in group workouts. He says the latest advisory goes against player safety. They're not looking out in the best interest of the players. The NFL maintains that training camps will begin and start on time late next month. Where are you at on the NFL amid COVID and where everything stands right now?
Yeah, I mean, just wear a mask, guys. I mean, you know, for as much of the role models that you know these quarterbacks are, and it's interesting because Tom Brady and Russell Wilson are the ones who kind of have drawn the ire of the NFLPA for holding workouts. But Derek Carr, the Raiders, I saw a video of a workout a couple of weeks ago. Matthew Stafford of the Lions has gotten guys together. I don't think NFL coaches are actually too mad about it. But if you're the Players Association, yeah, I think it's a, you know, it's an issue. And I think it's even outside of football, I would just, I mean, there's people who, you know, look up to Tom Brady and look up to Russell Wilson. And you know what, if you're not wearing a mask, I'm sorry, you know, I'm standing here on my soapbox, but the point is we may not be getting any closer to football than we are right now. So that's the issue that I take with it, and the power that they have as the celebrities, the stars of the NFL, and in wanting to do so. I could get the NFL, and there's probably logistics to it, and there's probably money and other legal things going on with it. But just of being who Tom Brady is and being who Russell Wilson is, I just kind of wish that they would kind of practice those sort of things and kind of keep their distance so other people could follow suit.
Dan, appreciate your time, man. You've been good for us. We appreciate you coming on. Enjoy yourself and take care. I don't know. We're sitting up here in Canada. We're doing okay. We look down there, and some pockets are really kind of out of control. I hope things are okay where you're at.
Yeah, you know, I'm in Southern California, just in Los Angeles, and I mean, it was strict here for a while, and you know, things kind of opened up, and you know, for about a month, and now, yeah, it's kind of been crazy. But I appreciate it. Hope you guys are the same as well. And anytime you need anything, just let me know.
Cool, man. Thanks, appreciate Dan. It, guys. Take care. Right on.
All right, later.
Fox Sports, Dan Byer.